You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Franchise Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Mike Shattuck, franchise owner of Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the leading fast casual concept known for its better-for-you food and smoothies with a tropical twist. Tropical Smoothie Cafe is guided by the belief that when you eat better, you feel better, and when you feel better, all is better. Mr. Shattuck, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure, Eric. I look forward to it.
And I am as well. So, for starters, can you talk about what it's been like to transition from a brand president of a large corporation to a franchise owner?
Well, it's been nothing but eye-opening and enlightening. I've developed a new level of empathy for the franchisee side of the franchise business model and small businessmen in general. It's been very challenging, to say the least. The level of detail and the amount of attention you have to apply to the business, it's a big change from running a substantial corporate business. With the franchise systems, it's great. You know, you've got all that support and all the systems that have been built in advance, but when you get down here in the trenches, a lot of new things come to mind and things that perhaps you've forgotten early on in the career. So it's just a lot more detail and attention that's required without the support of a big company behind you, because you're an independent business person. So that's been one of the most challenging parts of it.
And certainly can't understand that. Now, why did you decide to change your career and join Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and how long have you been with the company?
Okay. Well, it's been a lifelong, goal or dream of mine to be able to run my own food service business. So that was always out there. But I think, at this point, when I hit this point in my career, I wanted to do something that I felt I could build on myself and be able to, put to work some of the aspects of building, these food service concepts and all the different, factors that I've espoused and to certain people and things like that along the way, as I was building out other brands from the franchisor side. And a lot of that has to do with, being able to have a certain focus on people and community, involvement. So I saw this as, the chance to finally do that. Now, specific to Tropical Smoothie Cafe, I've been with Tropical Smoothie Cafe. I signed the agreement about a year ago. So, this is the first one that we're opening here in Snellville, Georgia. But when I looked at, around the food service, space and was looking for a brand that I could feel passionate about, I came across Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and first and foremost, I have to have a love of the product and a belief in the product, and that was, clearly found when I discovered Tropical Smoothie Cafe as a concept that I would consider. I love the commitment to a healthy, healthy food, good natural ingredients, and all those things. So that was the first step, and then I wanted to make sure that I was, getting into a brand that I thought was positioned very well for the current market, but also had a good long runway in front of it. And I feel that the space that we play in at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, both demographically and then just from a trend point of view across the dine out business, was a really good fit. And is targeted really well with millennials, X's and Y, and gives us a strong growing market and access to the largest generation it's ever been. from there, I had to feel good about the people. You know, I wanted to, you know, get a chance to look inside the organization, and that was facilitated quite well by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And when I met the leadership team, it just confirmed everything that I felt up to that point. And then, you know, digging into their, you know, the corporate values and the belief systems, have just solidified all of it, and it made it an easy choice to go with that brand.
Mike, what would you say is your favorite aspect of being a franchise owner for Tropical Smoothie Cafe? And by the way, I've been on the site and the food looks quite delicious, not to mention the smoothies.
Well, thanks. It is delicious. The food's excellent, and the smoothies are outstanding. And, you know, I think we put the best product out there, certainly in our segment. And I think the thing I've enjoyed the most since we've opened is just seeing the passion that the guests that come in form with the products and the brand and the environment that we put out there, you know, that we call it tropitude internally, you know, that tropical attitude. So it's a fun environment where you can come in and get a really healthy meal. And, you know, like I said, the engagement level by the guests that come in, it's been probably one of the more rewarding aspects of it.
Today we are joined by Mr. Mike Shattuck, franchise owner of Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the leading fast casual concept known for its better for you food and smoothies with a tropical twist, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So Mike, what made you choose this franchise brand over the many others that are out there to choose from?
Well, again, it was the product, you know, and I needed to find a product that I could feel passionate about and really, you know, engage personally myself. You know, I think it's very difficult to, you know, develop a passion for a product that you don't feel, you know, passionate about yourself. And I loved, again, you know, the fact that it's a very healthy lifestyle that we promote through our product, and, you know, and it's a fun environment, and I enjoy all that. And I met the senior leadership team at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and, you know, saw their commitment and not only to developing the brand and to serving the guests, but also to being very franchise friendly and focused on the success of their franchisees. I think they clearly understand the value that they can provide to the franchise partners in terms of helping them be successful in their new businesses. And then again, you know, the positioning being targeted so well towards that large, you know, millennial group out there, you know, largest generation that we've ever had move through, you know, the purchase cycle. And it gives us a lot of runway to be able to access them going forward. You know, we've got so many things that they need with corporate conscious, you know, in terms of our support of Camp Sunshine and our involvement locally in our local communities. And, you know, the, you know, fresh ingredients, wholesome ingredients, natural ingredients, and lots of different ways that, you know, they can express themselves and their engagement with the product and the brand.
Also, out of curiosity, why have you chosen to open 6 locations in the Atlanta market? Why the Snellville, Georgia location specifically?
Okay. Well, you know, one, I live in the greater Atlanta area and have for the last 20 years, so I wanted to start close to home. You know, I will probably expand geographically in the future, but I wanted to be close to home. It's a market I understood. But, you know, and the 6 will primarily be in Gwinnett County. The first in Snellville. You know, Snellville is often overlooked when you look at the greater Georgia area, but it's got a great demographic that fits the brand well. And, you know, frankly, it was one of the top 3 trade areas that we were looking at in the market. And it was one where we were able to access a location quickly. So it ended up being the first one.
Well, Mike, it's been fantastic to hear how you're doing there through your franchise Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and certainly wish you nothing but the best. Where can listeners get further details online?
Well, tropicalsmoothie.com, the corporate website, we're linked into that, and as are all the franchisees. And you can just, you know, search by the zip code that you're looking at, and or the name of the cafe. In our case, you know, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Snellville, Georgia. And you can get a lot of background there on the brand, all the specific locations, as well on franchising opportunities with the brand.
Again, Mr. Shonick, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you for your time today.
And the pleasure has certainly been ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Mike Shattuck, franchise owner of Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the leading fast casual concept known for its better-for-you food and smoothies with a tropical twist. And for all the details, visit TropicalSmoothieCafe.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.